Debbie, of course, the co-leader of the Māori Party. Thank you for joining us on the show again, Debbie. Tēnā koe.
Nā tēnā koe. Kia ora.
Kia ora. What did you make of the protesters outside Parliament yesterday? Although you guys aren't there, are you?
No. Well, you know where I am. To be really honest, I haven't caught with a lot of it. We didn't get back until late last night, and we expect to get our final reading on whether COVID's still in the community or not. So we've been the other end of, I guess, where everyone is, which is dealing with the reality of it. And I haven't really caught up with a lot of social media, which is why you probably have seen my pages have been quiet. But what I am really conscious of is that irrespective of whether you're for or against, there just doesn't seem to be any real sense of direction from the government. So I get they've made mandates. So what happens to the kids of those whānau who have to become unemployed? Is there some type of subsidy or some type of support for them? Yeah, and so that's probably where my headspace is at. It's not whether I'm on the ground living it. And so I you know, whatever choices have been made, we're living with the choice of those that are being vaccinated or unvaccinated, being the uncertainty of it being around us with really poor rural hospitals in some areas around us, no hospital. So I'm more interested in what happens when whānau aren't going to get vaccinated? What happens to those children? How do they, government, make sure that they're not, you know, going to be left out on the street hungry and not able to turn up to school and learn anew? So I'm very, very basic. I'm at that end of the scale on most things of life, to be honest, Dale.
Look, and I understand it. We all have concerns there. But I guess, too, you've got to live with your decisions. I was speaking earlier with Jeff Milner, who's the CEO of the Ngāti Hine Health Trust, about that very point. Some will refuse to get vaccinated. That's their decision. But if they do end up sick, and if they do end up needing some medical assistance, what position does that put the frontline staff or the health trust or the hospitals in? Everyone's got a right to make a call, but also, I guess, you know, you've got to live with the consequences. What's your attitude here?
I'll be really honest. In our whānau, in our iwi, we have a majority that are getting vaccinated and some that will refuse to or will. I think a lot of us understood in the collective sense that, you know, we will have to buffer that and figure that out because we still want to live together and be together. The reality is we will still look after them the same way. We will still, when this comes in our community, we'll still provide kai and support and moral support, spiritual support in the way that we can. But, you know, the reality, you know, for a lot of our whānau is that the trust of everything and how it's rolling out is actually what we're counteracting. And so I think that's the whole thing, is that we will always love everybody. It would be easier on the front line if we could, you know, without doubt, remove any fear of not being protected. And that just makes things a little bit more complex for us on the front line. That's the whole issue. The problem is that this isn't about having trust in the government. This is about having trust in the science and having trust in others around them. And we just can't get those conversations going because there's just too much distraction. And I just looked at something this morning. And I did see one thing, which was a Trump flag beside the Māori flag. And I'm thinking, wow, okay, I need to unsee that. I actually want to unsee aspects of that because there is just no relationship between us on the front line and Māori iwi providers saying, please protect yourself, and choosing to stand beside a Trump white supremacist. So there's just a lot of confusion going around, and I just think we have to stay as strong and united and consolidated in our efforts to look after everyone and bring everybody into the fold, and, you know, as soon as and when they can.
Be nice when you
crazy times,
sis. Hey, what's the focus of your mahi this week? I know that you're working in a remote sense. Back at your haukainga, where exactly do you live? Hawera.
I live in between Pātia and Hawera and Wakoia, actually, where Ōhangai, which is where the hoho used to live. So we've got Health Select Committee, and then I'm actually in a workshop learning how to do saliva testing and collection. So a lot of what we need to do is, you know, again, like I say, the vaccination debate is it's almost, you know, it's here. It's too late to continue that debate. We're now on the next side of how we do surveillance testing and how we stand up and make our whānau and communities resilient. And we're sort of moving on and noting that everyone is making their own choice, but actually on the ground, we're making our choices by preparing and becoming resilient and learning how we can test and collectively. And so we've got Rocco up here for the next 2 days, and you know, that's where our focus is. Again, empowering us to be able to look after ourselves.
Thanks again, Debbie. We'll stay in touch. Of course, we talk regularly, and I'll always enjoy that opportunity. Ngā mihi nui,
Thank you. Kia ora.
Ngā mihi. And it's Pākehā.